Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. G20 summit, that is, world's richest economies. Well, it's wrapped up 2 days of meetings in Germany with more protests there in Hamburg and President Trump at the center of things. We get more now from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Hamburg.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with a U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Iraqi security forces say they expect to declare victory soon in Mosul. Clashes continuing between the Islamic State fighters as they push back, an Iraqi military spokesman saying that the militant defense lines are collapsing. Iraqi officials have predicted the defeat of IS several times over the last week, as forces have confined the militants to a small area of the old city along the Tigris River. Islamic State claiming responsibility for an attack that killed 23 in the Sinai Peninsula. Egyptian officials said a suicide car bomber attacked a military checkpoint. In the wake of the attack, which occurred near the border town of Rafah, dozens of militants descended on the site in vehicles and shot at the 60 soldiers who were present, shot at them with machine guns. This is VOA News. U.S. bombers, jointly with South Korean forces, have conducted a rare live-fire drill near the border with North Korea. South Korean military saying in a statement that the drill was designed to, in their words, sternly respond to the series of North Korea's ballistic missile launches. North Korea carried out a test launch last week of an intercontinental ballistic missile, complete with a reentry vehicle that could allow it to be equipped with a nuclear warhead. Thousands of troops patrolling Indian Kashmir. Authorities there imposing widespread restrictions to foil protests planned for the anniversary of a local militant leader whose killing in 2016 by armed forces has pulled Kashmir into a new spiral of violence. Present round of unrest in India's only Muslim-majority region has shattered a long spell of relative calm that Kashmir witnessed following a violent separatist insurgency back in the 1990s. President Trump is back in the U.S. from his Europe trip, where he focused largely on foreign policy, but now it's back to tackling a stalled domestic agenda that includes health care reform. A part of our story now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
President Trump's European trip was a mix of pageantry, protests, and a high-stakes meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Back home, the focus was health care, with protests in several states opposed to Republican overhaul efforts in the Senate. Anti-Trump demonstrators were also out in force over the July 4th holiday, a reminder that the country remains divided over his presidency. Trump returns from his overseas trip to a domestic agenda that largely remains stalled, especially on health care. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Jailed Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez has been released from prison, transferred to house arrest for health reasons after spending more than 3 years in a military prison. 46-year-old Lopez was detained in February of 2014 for allegedly inciting violence during anti-government protests in which 3 people died, dozens were wounded. A year later, he was sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison. And a man from the U.S. state of Utah celebrated his 100th birthday by doing what he loves the most, skiing. It was a short run for George Jedinoff to cruise down the slopes before he was given a cake and a plaque with one of his favorite sayings on the plaque, "Age is just a number." Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.